In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire. Smoke. Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Rodo Experts in the Morning. Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, the king, Scott Angle, and Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Happy to be with you here today and every day on the Rodo Experts in the Morning. On the show today, talking about all the games on Sunday. Oh, of course, go one by one, break it down as only we can. We'll talk about the Thursday night game. We will talk about the Monday night game and everything in between. We'll have Dr. A from Inside Injuries join us. We'll play a little Is Mike Lying with a special guest host. It's going to be one hell of a day. Scott Angle, good morning, my friend.
Good morning. How you doing? You know, not a fun night of watching football, but for those of you getting ready for week two, the RotoExperts.com exclusive in-season exclusive edge package is available now, featuring in-depth additional analysis from our friends at Inside Injuries this year. Enter free radio checkout for a best special discount. Let's get it done. Let's start breaking down those games.
Absolutely. Matt Modica, sir, good morning.
Good morning. Shout out to DeAndre Hopkins for putting up at least 14.3 points. I really did want to bench him for Chris Hogan this week.
I know you did. And those points, I felt like they were hard to come by. And on Thursday night, what was a tough game to watch? That's for sure.
Offenses.
Yeah, back on Thursday. That's for damn sure. You know, it's interesting because after the break, when we really kick off the show, I'm going to talk. I want to start the show talking about idiocy and idiots in general. And there's a bunch that I need to talk about. So I'm excited to get into that. I'm excited to kick it off. It's going to be a fun week too. And if you started want to know, just try to keep the train moving.
Are you teasing your idiocy with Andy Dalton?
I'm just teasing idiocy in general. I'm not saying yet.
Because there's one, I'm not going to say it now, but there's one great stat from that second half.
I'm not saying who the idiot is or idiots plural. There's just idiots to be had in regards to Thursday night's game between the Texans and with the Bengals. Corey Parson, my friend, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. How you doing? How's everything?
Everything's quite well. What about yourself, sir?
It's doing well. You know what I'm saying? I had to sit through that massacre last night, that massacre of offensive trust, whatever. That was pretty bad. Two pretty pitiful offenses, but the Houston Texans have a player that can make a play, and the Cincinnati Bengals don't know how to get the football into the hands of their players that can make a play. And they also do stupid stuff like not put the damn player that can make the play on the field.
Yeah, it was a really fun game to watch on Thursday night.
Satire, Greg.
I understand. I got it. It was much more entertaining watching the Cleveland Indians, by the way, on MLB Network win their 22nd in a row. When we come back, we will break down Thursday night's game between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Houston Texans as only we can. And, of course, we'll talk about those idiots next. Red Wax for the morning, up and running. We'll be back right after this. Ezekiel Elliott, Carl Anthony Towns, Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes. Idiocy. That was the word when I watched the game on Thursday night that came to my mind repeatedly. Idiocy. But first, I'll throw it to you, Matt Modica, because you feel that Andy Dalton
and the offensive coordinator in Cincinnati, Ken Zampezi, is an idiot.
Look, I mean, we saw A.J. Green go up with three people around him, make that catch. I mean, the guy is one of the... He's definitely a top five wide receiver in the NFL. Second half, Houston has backup two backup cornerbacks in there, and he's targeted one time. I think they're the first team since 1939 not to score an offensive touchdown in the first two home games.
Correct. First two games at home. That's a fact. That's an idiot. Ken Zampezi, once again, an idiot for continuing to put out Jeremy Hill and Giovanni Bernard and run the football instead of giving it to the clear back that looked better than any of them on Thursday night, Joe Mixon.
I was wrong, though. I said it would be Joe Mixon's coming out party. It wound up being Deonta Foreman.
Idiot! Me! For thinking that Lamar Miller had anything left in the tank. Idiot! Me! For sure. Because every time he looked, every time you had the two of them on the field, one guy looked slow as molasses, and the other guy didn't.
The guy next to you has been telling
you that. The guy next to you has been telling that for 6 months.
With Mixon, too, it's like, it's idiocy, too. Because there was a play last night that exemplified that he is the best running back on that roster. J.J. Watt dove in the backfield and could have tackled anybody else for a loss, especially Jeremy Hill, and he just juked and went on by. You know, it's, you know, behind that offensive line, you got to have somebody that creates running room. Lamar Miller did have a 12-yard run, but, you know, that offensive line is not doing him any favors. Deonta Foreman, they said they were going to get him more in there, and, you know, he definitely looked more spry than Miller. You know, he had the first down of the entire game on an edge sweep.
Yeah, Lamar Miller had the 20-yard run, which was like, okay. Like, I was like, look, he has something left. But, like, I kept watching Lamar Miller on Thursday and thinking, like, there's that hole, just go that way, and he just didn't. I don't think he had the speed anymore to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. This, like you said, Corey's been saying Lamar Miller.
Sucks.
Won't even say his name because of MLM now. But the thing is, if you own some Bengals here, like, say, A.J. Green, Joe Mixon, I'm going to buy low on any opportunity I can get. Look, they have 10 days now to try and make some sort of improvements, move some pieces around, do what they have to do. I mean, this offense has been terrible in the first 2 weeks. It can't be this bad. It really just can't be. And even if they got to force it to A.J. Green, I believe it, after last night, Joe Mixon has to become the lion's share guy in the backfield going forward.
The problem for any running back there is the way Andy Dalton is playing, because they can't move him into scoring position, can't make him respect the run. It looks like the guy has regressed major in just two games, just like off-target throws. It's not the decision-making. It's the execution is just absolutely terrible.
I'll give him one pass, and you talked about idiocy, and that has to go to my boy Tyler Eifert, because he was he was wide open.
There's nobody within 10 feet of Tyler Eifert.
He went out of bounds and came back in. He did what Tyler Eifert does. He caught a touchdown, unfortunately. You know, it was an illegal
Tyler play. Eifert had like 7 PPR fantasy points, but you worry about Tyler Eifert's durability. He took some big shots last night and came through them.
But he should have had like a 15-point game last night. In all honesty.
No question.
He went out of bounds and came back. He was wide open. There was nobody there.
Absolutely so. Idiocy.
Dalton would have missed
it. This guy, this thing in Cincinnati.
This whole game was idiocy.
The thing in Cincinnati is horrible. It is. It's mediocrity at its finest. You know what I'm saying? Matt, you called it a mom and pop shop. That's exactly what it is. Does Marvin Williams even make $1 million?
I believe he makes one.
And Marvin Williams probably not even going to get fired.
I mean, Marvin Lewis. Does Marvin Lewis make $1 million?
I want to guess he makes like $1.5 million.
Yeah, I got to think that. I think he probably makes over $1 million.
He's definitely the lowest paid. The Cincinnati Bengals are cheap. They don't want to spend no money. All right, so that's one thing. Now, if Andy Dalton has clearly regressed. A.J. McCarron is one of the best backup quarterbacks in the NFL. He is.
Why do we say that?
Because he is. Because we've seen him play before, and, yes, he can put up decent numbers when he's out there.
I don't want to buy
Andy
that.
Dalton effing sucks.
Dude,
okay?
Dude,
that's the bottom line.
I'm not buying the A.J. McCarron thing.
Don't tell me you can't buy. Are you buying the Andy Dalton thing? I mean, don't get me wrong, I was two weeks ago. But no, you can't. This guy, he looks terrible out there. He looks effing awful.
They haven't scored a touchdown in two games. You got to give McCarron a crack.
Even if they no, you have to, Greg. He's right. They have to. Look how terrible they look. They look horrible. They can't move the football. They're stupid for not playing Joe Mixon, the best player on the team. And then you got Dalton out there. The fans effing hate him. They hate him. That's 8-8, 8-8, 8-8. It's time for that. It's to stop. It's time to stop.
There were a lot of teams chasing McCarron on the trade market.
I apologize.
The last 2 years, and yeah, they didn't want to give him up.
They didn't want to give him up, so I'm letting him play now.
The only time Andy Dalton was good in that game was on the last play when he was throwing the backward pass.
Yeah, that was his best pass. Was the backwards one?
So at least get the stats right. They have not been 8-8 in years.
What are they? 9-7?
No, they went 6-9 last year in a bad year.
That's
six,
a bad
six,
year.
6-9-1. Year before 12-4. Year before 10-5-1. Year before 11-5. Year before 10-6.
And they'll
be a
first round exit.
It's not 8-8. And that's not,
okay, but they're a first round exit
every year.
The people come up there and they sit in that cold ass stadium for one game in January. Then they go home back to the crib in Cincinnati. They suck.
Sure. I'm not disagreeing with that.
So cold out there to be sitting in that stadium watching that craziness.
So sure. You say Marvin Lewis is the Lamar Miller of coaches?
Yes. Yes.
But I don't.
He don't have no pieces either. They don't give him nothing to work with. No. The whole offensive line is gone.
They are cheap.
They're cheap.
You know,
there's one guy on that team I want. Randy Bullock. Because they're going to continue to kick field goals.
I'm sorry that I completely don't understand this AJ McCarron thing whatsoever. AJ McCarron is the best backup in the league. What has he done ever?
He's been a backup. If he gets an opportunity, he'll be a better player than Andy Dalton.
No, he'll be Mike Glennon is what he'll be.
I think
Andy Dalton.
What have you seen from AJ McCarron to tell me he's better than Andy Dalton?
I know a lot of people, a lot of smart NFL people like him. No, and he's made some starts before.
I'm looking at his stats. Yeah. There's nothing here that's interesting.
I said he made some starts
I'm
before.
Looking at the stats from his starts. There is nothing here.
You got to look at it in context,
too,
Greg.
You got to give the chance to play kid a chance to really play.
Did he have AJ? Didn't AJ Green go down like the first game he started? Remember that end of that season? But here's the thing: Andy Dalton has to get one more. Look, he's going to get more than one more shot, but he's got to get at least. They got 10 days off. He's got to get this break and see what they can do as an offense and come up with some sort of scheme. And look, John Ross looked good, and then boom, he got hit. The ball went flying.
Well,
never heard from him again.
Listen, speaking of that, idiocy.
Who you know who also fumbled on his first touch? His name is Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, you're right.
I saw that on Twitter. John Ross fumbled.
That's what we're talking
speaking
about.
Speaking of John Ross fumble, Jadeveon Clowney, how crazy athletic
dude,
is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
He
yo.
Was so fast.
See, that's unbelievable that a man that size is running with the football in one hand like a running back.
he was one of the best offensive players.
Yeah, exactly.
That was Dalton's play of the night.
They need to.
Yeah, I thought Jadeveon Clowney was like,
Clowney, that was unbelievable. That was unbelievable. That Clowney play was unbelievable. He's running with the ball in one hand like AJ Green. Correct. You feel what I'm saying?
So, Greg, you think they should stick with Dalton and continue to go through this?
It's two games! You think it's all Andy Dalton's fault? No.
It's a lot on his shoulders.
No.
He's looked horrible.
Okay, hold on.
You're absolving him of guilt? He's played awful.
What am I absolving him of guilt for? All I said is I'm not benching a dude after two games. You want to put in AJ McCarron, why? He's thrown two touchdowns in a game that he has started. How many times? One. One game. He started a playoff game. You know what he did in a playoff game? He sucked.
Greg.
You know what he did in the other game?
He's a rookie in an NFL playoff game.
No, he was not a rookie in an NFL playoff game. That's wrong.
Greg.
That's not true.
But wasn't it only his first or second?
When the coach goes to the podium after the game and the first question they ask him is the head coach, is Andy Dalton's job safe, and that's a problem.
And you know what? You're doing the same thing.
Everybody wants Andy Dalton ass on the bench.
And what are you judging AJ McCarron by? You're saying Andy Dalton sold two games. We haven't seen AJ McCarron play really at all.
You saw him in a smaller sample size 2 years ago. You want to go to this dude for what? You've never seen
because
him.
Because Dalton looks awful.
Dalton does look awful. But there was a reason that 2 weeks ago. We don't have a quarterback. Draft Andy Dalton. Two weeks ago, I did not say that.
You're right. I wasn't yelling at me. I'm not even saying you, Scott.
Yeah. I'm saying the fantasy community. I'm saying when we sat at GST and I missed out on Andy Dalton, I'm like, damn, I missed out on Andy Dalton. This is a good offense. And now after two games, I'm saying Andy Dalton's the worst quarterback in the history of the NFL.
I didn't say the worst quarterback in the history of the NFL. That's Achilles Smith. But... But, you know, it's like I was not in on Dalton. So if they want to pull the plug
on
it, I'm fine.
On. Scott, were you in on Eli Manning?
What?
Were you in on Eli Manning?
Yes.
So if Eli Manning doesn't throw a touchdown on Monday, are you benching Eli Manning?
Am I benching Eli Manning?
Yes.
No, the guy's a two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback.
He hasn't won a Super Bowl in 5 years. Who cares? Wait, so what? I'm playing for now.
Andy Dalton has looked terrible before.
But listen, Eli Manning is in trouble, too. They're not going to bench
him. They're never going to bench Eli Manning.
There might be a different quarterback in New York next year, but they're not going to bench him.
My thing isn't, it's nobody at this table. It's when I was reading all preseason about how you can wait on quarterback. You're a fool if you take a quarterback early. Only draft one quarterback. And Andy Dalton, Eli Manning. I was making the argument for Carson Palmer, who looked atrocious on week 1, and Sam Bradford to be in that same category as those two cats. But, you know, for me, it's worth getting yourself a good quarterback. And look, I got Andy Dalton as a backup on a couple of teams. And I was like, yeah, as a backup, cool, fine. But it's not working. I agree with Greg. You can't cut the cord just yet.
In fantasy, you can. I can't.
Yeah. I mean, look.
In fantasy football, you can.
But look, if people stop cutting Joe Mixon and stuff like that, I think you got to pick him up.
Listen,
I think you're crazy.
The Bengals looked incompetent last night. Andy Dalton looked terrible last night.
But as you said,
two games. It's two games. He didn't throw an interception last night. He took a couple of seconds.
Before the first week.
He didn't. Ravens are a good defense, man. This is a good defense.
It doesn't matter. You should be throwing four interceptions against anybody.
He had a bad game. I'm not saying he didn't.
He had two bad games.
Yes.
He looked terrible last night.
I'm not denying any of that.
Did you see the Russell Wilson commercial?
AJ McCarron is not a better option. I'm telling you that. Let's talk more about Bengals and Texans.
You told us Lamar Miller was the running back in Houston on.
He is, but I was wrong.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone, we promise. No weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Back here, Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, 844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. Off to a on fire start here this morning. Some of us are a little too on fire.
Yeah, I'm sorry, everybody. Yeah. We got riding with the kids in the car. They tell them Fantasy Executive apologize.
There you go. Let's go over the stats a little bit from Thursday.
No. was no stats, Craig.
Oh, kids, cover your eyes.
Yeah, you thought what I said was bad. Wait till you listen to this.
That's offensive. Well, not really.
Andy Dalton, 20 for 35, 224. No touchdowns, no interceptions, looking terrible. Joe Mixon led this team in rushing, 9 carries for 36 yards. Now, Matt, you said and have said Joe Mixon falling in the summer was the biggest draft gift that we would have. And he drafted Joe Mixon a little bit later on than when he was going, you know, when Jake Seeley was taking him in the second round. You're doing well for yourself. For some reason, Marvin Lewis and Ken Zampezi are, word of the day, idiots. Because much like Dante Foreman, which we're going to get to in a moment, Mixon looked better than both Jeremy Hill and Giovanni Bernard, over and over and over.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you look at the first 2 weeks, he's had 8 rushing attempts in week one. It was 8 rushing attempts, 9 yards week one in a game that was over before the half. And then this week, he had 9 rushes for 36 yards. I mean, it's just evident to everyone. They took this guy and the PR hit. This is a franchise that has done this time and time again. I think when you come back from these next 10 days, he will be the focal point of this offense.
If anybody has half a brain there, and you know they haven't shown that they've had half a brain for the first 2 weeks, you know it's like Jeremy Hill getting in on a short yardage play, nearly fumbling, but it wasn't a fumble. Giovanni Bernard only had 26 yards from scrimmage. Look, behind that offensive line, they need a guy who can create his own running room. And we saw it late in the preseason and in a little bit of spots like last night. You know, Joe Mixon is a special talent, and talent should certainly win out. You know, all these other teams are making sense of things. The Vikings decided very quickly, yeah, we acquired Latavius Murray, you know, and forget it. You know, we're just putting Dalvin Cook out there. He's the better guy. We're putting Kareem Hunt out there, you know, because of the injury. And I think, you know, won't surprise anybody in Seattle soon if they'll say, look, Chris Carson is the guy because the talent's got to win out.
The problem is, right, I was thinking about this last night. Do you think the reason why they're not featuring him is because of what happened?
No.
I wouldn't be surprised.
No. I think they're just idiots. I really do.
Okay.
I really do. We'll see in 10 days. When you're 10 days off, you watch the game film. There's no way you can look at this film and be like, Jeremy Hill's a better option.
Yeah, I think you have 10 days to either, if he's cut, you pick him up. Cut. But otherwise, you can't acquire him on the cheap.
If it was because of, you know, the PR, you know, he wouldn't dress. You know, they were talking about how this guy is, like, meeting with the media and, you know, being very receptive. And not only that, like, he's meeting with fans and signing autographs and spending quality time with him. They're trying to put a positive PR spin on it. And I think it's just bad. It's bad scheming.
I think maybe that's why it's taking so long to get him going, because they don't want to feature
him
quite yet.
They want to win football games.
It don't look like that. If they wanted to win football games, they would do something with Andy Dalton. If they wanted to win football games, they would have got rid of Marvin Lewis.
They would just throw the damn ball to A.J. Green.
They are satisfied with being mediocre.
It's actually remarkable. I know Scott hates when we do this, but I got to do it just for 1 second. If you take out the 50-yard catch that A.J. Green had, he had 4 catches for 17 yards. He had it. It counts. I'm not saying it doesn't.
But that's what A.J. Green does.
I'm not trying to fight with you over this.
But the point that he's making is that that play, there were 3 guys around him. He ran up and got it with ease.
Correct.
Jonathan Joseph thought he was going to intercept the ball. So, you know, that's what A.J. Green does. You can look for that several times throughout the year.
No, my point wasn't that you can't look for that. You can't count on that coming.
Why aren't they doing it?
That's my point.
Why aren't they doing it?
Correct.
He goes up over 3 people, catches the ball, throws the ball on the ground and says, throw me the ball.
Correct.
And he's on the sideline yelling AJ McCarron, somehow wondering why he's not getting the football. Come on now, what are they doing?
You look at the other side of things where you had one drive where we get to Houston in a second, where literally every play, Deshaun Watson back to pass.
He went right to DeAndre Hopkins.
He didn't look anywhere else. He almost threw an interception, but it didn't matter because he was only looking at one guy, which is the smart thing to do when you only have one receiver. You know, Brandon LaFell has proven to be a fine wide receiver in the NFL. He's had a nice little career, but he's not A.J. Green.
He was wide open one play, though. That was a big
73
play.
73 yards!
They were looking for Andy Erickson last night.
Alex Erickson got 6 targets last night.
They're fascinated.
Give those 6 to Green.
They are fascinated with Alex Erickson to the point where they got him involved late in the season last year, too, but yet they won't give Joe Mixon the ball.
Because Erickson is a guy like
here we go.
I'm not going to do that.
Don't do this.
Nope.
I'm going to tell you what about Alex Erickson. You guys can bitch all you want. Alex Erickson looked good last night. He looked great. He looked great on the kick returns. He looked great on as a receiver. He looked good.
Look, he did.
Don't give me any credit, Alex Erickson.
No, he did, but here's the point.
It's easy for quarterback to find him.
He's a 5'7 guy, and he's a little spark plug, you know, those type of, you know, guys that you put in there. But my point is, if you're going to give it to a guy like Alex Erickson, why are you not handing the ball to Joe Mixon?
Well, it's just one's a receiver, one's a running back.
No, I'm saying, you know, they want to feature this guy. Why don't they want to feature their best running back? It's confounding.
Well, it seems like they featured Alex Erickson in another idiocy move because they gave it to John Ross, who fumbled the ball, and they pulled him.
That's why Erickson got the run.
Insane. What I was really impressed with last night is Pac-Man Jones. I mean, this guy is his 11th season. I thought he'd be out of the league like 6 years ago. He's gotten, like, better with age.
Yeah.
First of all, if you watch him on a punt return, he was pretty
still
damn
got
good.
It. Pat Man
and
Jones
you watch
is
him
old.
In coverage.
Yeah.
I mean,
but he looks good.
He is good.
Yeah, he looks good. He's a professional athlete.
He missed that first game. He was suspended. I think he helps that defense tremendously.
Those two guys, like him and Terrence Newman, are, like, playing
I can't believe
better
Terrence
as
still
corner,
playing.
Like, so deep in their career, it's, like, confounding.
Yo, it was the coach. It's the coordinator.
Mike Zimmer for Terrence Newman.
If you're playing an IDP with a PPR, the Clowney play, was that a reception, an interception, or a fumble recovery?
I thought that was a fumble recovery. Yeah.
The ball never hit the ground, though.
That doesn't matter.
It's still a fumble. Yeah. That's not an interception.
It was a
somebody
reverse.
Knocked it loose.
But yeah.
He didn't interception because no one threw the ball.
No one's right. No.
Yeah. So then, somebody knocked it loose.
But then he still caught the ball in the air.
That doesn't matter.
The defensive back knocked it out.
So that's a fumble recovery. Yeah.
Yeah. What happens at the end of a game when they do that? You know, they pass it. Like, say, like.
Laterals?
Yeah, well, those laterals. Who gets.
I have no idea.
No. The last person that touches the football gets the yardage for the play.
All
the
yardage?
So the quarterback and the last person that touched the football.
The center.
Oh, he got lit up, too, by J.J. Watt. That was awesome. Yeah. That was Goldberg.
Who's next? So the Bengals in general, I want to stay here just for another minute or two because Tyler Eifert should have had a touchdown in the left corner of the end zone. He went out of bounds because, idiot, 3 for 42 he finishes with. He was banged up, obviously. Once again, this is a nice day for Corey. Corey is right about a lot of things today.
They were stretching him out on the sideline. I was like, there you go.
Correct. And you know he's going to miss practice time when they come back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's going to be sore. He'll come back.
He took some big hits, especially one over the middle.
Speaking of which, Danny Woodhead on the IR.
Danny Woodhead does hit the IR out until at least week 10.
Oh, he's not coming back.
Yeah, I don't think.
I think when he eventually does come back at some point, he shouldn't have a 39 in his jersey. He should just have an IR. That's it.
Yeah. That's his new number.
Yeah.
IR.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if he could play for one more season, though, and catch like 60 passes. I don't know. He'd do like a Kyle Rudolph, and everybody's like, "Nah, he stay hurt." Then 1 year you pick him up off the waiver wire, he catch 70 passes and play 16 games.
Tyler Eifert, man, like it's, the problem is his Bengals offense is so terrible that he doesn't know what to do, and he looks slower than he used to be.
But he should have had a touchdown. That's what he does.
That's what he does, exactly.
And if you go by the theory that Jake always says, if you catch a touchdown, you're a tight end one.
Sure.
And if you look at the games, his game logs, he catches touchdowns.
Oh, I agree.
Speaking of which, Watson could very well finish as a tight end as a QB one this week.
Yeah, we're talking about exactly that on the other side of the break. Mm-hmm. Because you're right, he can finish as a QB one. I want to know if this is sustainable going forward. That's kind of one of my question for you gentlemen. Is going to be on the other side. But when it comes to the Bengals, as we kind of wrap this up, idiocy. Marvin Lewis, by the way, he doesn't have a contract after this year. They would not give him an extension. They will let him go this time because there's no more money left to give him.
Yes, no more, yep.
So now they'll let him go and bring some coordinator to take the least amount of money. So there you go.
Yep.
All right, we take a break. We'll come back. We'll break down Houston from Thursday night. We're going to watch in the morning. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning, and listen, we could all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package. So Corey asked, or pointed out a moment ago, that there's a legitimate chance that Deshaun Watson will finish week two as a quarterback one. Here are the stats. I literally lost them. The stats for Deshaun Watson last night, when you look at his passing game, obviously not great. But yeah, that one counts.
Yeah. How much is 125 passing yards in a 4 point?
That's 5 points.
Okay, that's 5 points. Yeah.
So that's 5 points. So he 15 for 24, 125 passing yards. That's 5 points on the dot. Zero touchdowns, zero interceptions. Running the football, however, he ran five times out of the pocket for 67 yards, including the 50-yard touchdown. Again, not taking it away, but it's not exactly. I don't think you can count every game on a quarterback having a 50-yard rushing touchdown.
No, you can't.
To be fair,
it's the second longest rushing touchdown of the year so far. Yeah, I think a lot of people, when they saw that, all thought to themselves, oh, yeah, I haven't seen something like that since Michael Vick, you know, because it was a beautiful, beautiful run where he climbed the pocket and then, you know, evaded the lineman and then just darted out, you know, to the right side. But passing-wise, Watson is what I thought he was. He's going to make some plays, and he's going to look very bad as well. Now, he got better as the game went on, but he looked bad early because his decision-making was very off. If Hopkins wasn't open, he was going to take off and run, and the defense was ready for that. Later in the game, he did a better job of taking what the defense gave him, but he almost got intercepted three times in that first half. You know, it easily could have happened, and at least one could have been returned for a score. Later in the second half, it's like, take what the defense gives him, but he didn't challenge the defense at all with his arm. You know, there were no deep shots, anything like that. It was either erratic play or trying to make high percentage sort of throws work. So, you know, look, the kid is definitely talented. He can put some pressure on a defense, and they're probably going to stick with him.
Oh, they have to.
But you know, he's very, very erratic.
He has a lot of work to do with passing the football.
The decision making has a lot of work.
And Bill O'Brien got a lot of work to do too with getting the kid coached up, because that's what they brought him here for, to be a quarterback whisperer, a quarterback guru, not a dude that rotate quarterbacks and blame everybody else. You feel what I'm saying, Matt Madika?
Yeah, no, I totally. In a 6-point passing league, he had 18.9 points.
That's a quarterback one.
But like Scott said, that first half, there should have been at least one pick six.
Yeah.
Should have been a couple.
Could have been, yeah.
He is young. That play was very exciting. That 49-yard touchdown run, busted play. He made it happen. Bill O'Brien has got to be on the hot seat, in my opinion.
Yep, it's got to be.
When they come back in 10 days, they face the Patriots. So
there was a big, big story on the front page of the Houston Chronicle saying, you know, calling for O'Brien's head.
I think you have to.
Did John McClain write it?
They just keep doing a carousel and stuff. And this was if your claim to fame is quarterback whisperer, and you've had like 9 quarterbacks or something, something ain't right. Yeah.
Yes. Accuracy expert in the bottom three.
Yeah. Like quarterback whisperer, like, I need another one.
Help me.
Tom Savage.
And it's his job to coach these dudes up. That's what he was brought there for.
Literally what he was brought there for, to be the quarterback whisperer. He's had 9 quarterbacks now start in his first 50 games as the head coach with this team, tied for the most in NFL history. It's a brutal job. But not just Bill O'Brien. I mean, the quarterbacks he had are all terrible. Let's be fair. Like, they're all literally terrible.
I bet he wishes he had Brian Hoyer.
I don't know what he does, man. After last week, Hoyer looked.
Bad, but I mean, I don't know. He looked pretty decent in Houston.
Sure,
but Hopkins, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. But Deshaun Watson, first round draft pick. I mean, handpicked, whole deal. So, you know, this is it for O'Brien. He got his first round quarterback now. If he can't make it with Deshaun Watson, that's it.
Yeah, interesting when you talk about Hoyer. Last week, he threw 48.1% of his passes into tight coverage windows. That's like, I think it's at least 8 points over the league average, and just jumping ahead a little bit. Richard Sherman might actually not play this week, and that could make Pierre Garçon a better player.
Ooh, yeah,
And also last week with Hoyer, everybody's late round darling Goodwin.
Sure.
Drops a touchdown too.
You got the opportunity.
I already cut him for Cason Williams in one very, very deep league.
That's a mistake.
I don't think so.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Wait, so you're talking about a dude that dropped a big play and dropped a small touchdown, so he got the ball in the red zone and you dropped him.
I know you're
going to
defend
Williams.
Goodwin because he's
Williams
on your roster.
Dropped a big play.
No, I'm dropping Goodwin because I like Goodwin. I've said this for months, I like Goodwin. I've
never liked Goodwin, and Cason Williams, you know, there's actually some talk in Cleveland that he might actually push to get a starting job at some point.
Okay, so you get the guy that's going to push in Cleveland to get a starting job at some point, and I'll take the starter in San Francisco.
I don't care because somebody starts. Just because he starts doesn't mean I think he's good.
But Scott, he did have the opportunity. The fact that he dropped the football.
He's a one-trick pony.
That's good enough.
That's all he does.
What is Tyler Gabriel?
Taylor Gabriel's better than Marquise Williams.
Taylor Gabriel's a one-trick pony.
No, Marquise Goodwin can run one route.
That's not
okay?
True. That's not
just
true.
Just one route, okay?
What does Taylor Gabriel do, Scott?
Taylor Gabriel can catch it across the middle of the field on a slant and take it to the house.
Marquise Goodwin's running other routes in San Francisco.
Marquise Goodwin's a bum.
Wait a minute. You dropped the guy that was targeted multiple times for Cason Williams, who did what?
or who's going to do what?
I am never ever going to start Marquise Goodwin, even on a bye week. Kason Williams, I think, is more talented than Marquise Goodwin.
Do you know why he thinks that? Kason Williams played for Seattle this week.
That has absolutely nothing to do with that.
How do you know who Kason Williams is?
You got a lot of nerve, like, saying that to me.
You do.
Mr. Odell Beckham Jr. is going to play in week one.
I got it wrong.
He's a giant.
I said because he's a giant? I said
He's definitely going to play. He's definitely going to play. I see him out there going to play the Cowboys. He's not going to miss that game.
Scott, are you going to call me out for calls being wrong? Dude, you hated Marshawn Lynch after this whole one game.
It had absolutely nothing to do with it. It had absolutely nothing to do with it.
You hated DeMarco.
I don't care how he left. I don't care how loud he left. For you not to call me objective about Marshawn Lynch is a bunch of malarkey.
Wait a minute. I didn't say a word about Marshawn Lynch.
Save that crap for kickball, all right?
Oh, good. So bring that up every day.
Yeah, great. I'm going to bring it up every day because you're questioning my objectivity.
Wait a minute. Say a word about Lynch and the Seahawks.
What does Kason Williams have being on the Seahawks have to do with anything? I don't like Marquise Goodwin. I think he's a one-route bum.
Right.
That's fine. But you're picking.
I was wrong on Marshawn Lynch.
But there's no need to yell or get personal.
You're picking up a dude in Kason Williams that is what?
Kason Williams might end up starting for that team.
He might end up being cut by that team.
Let me tell you something. Kason Williams had a spectacular preseason to the
with
point.
With what team?
What does that have to do with it?
Because that's the only reason you saw it.
Bull crap. I watched the entire league. You might want to try.
But
it.
I have a question. He had a spectacular preseason.
He got cut!
Sherman was furious that he got cut.
Let me ask you a question, smart guy.
Yeah,
okay?
Sure.
Who does Cooper Kupp play for?
I mean, the Los Angeles Rams.
Right. It has nothing to do with the Seahawks. Move on. Moderate the show.
Wait a minute. Because you got a call right after one week. You were right about every player now?
No, what I'm saying is you're saying that I'm just analyzing the guy and calling him a sleeper because he played for the Seahawks. You make like I just watched the Seahawks, okay?
I think the point was that Goodwin has that job already, and you're talking about a guy that may have a job. They both dropped passes in week one.
I'd rather take the shot on Williams. I am not a fan on Marquise Goodwin. If Goodwin does good, I'll give you the credit, okay?
But okay.
Get prepared to do that.
Okay. 141, 116. Pop it down over there.
But here's what I'm getting at with these two players, which is crazy we're talking about this right now. Marquise Goodwin versus Kason Williams. But Marquise Goodwin, let's just use the quarterbacks, right? Marquise Goodwin plays with Brian Hoyer as a second wide receiver. Kason Williams right now is number four behind Ricardo Lewis,
right,
too. So he's the number four wide receiver in Cleveland with Deshaun Kizer. Big arm, no doubt. But I'm not sure what consistency we're going to see out of Cleveland
I'm not a Goodwin guy, but I clearly would go Goodwin here. Look, I've stated before, he drops too many passes. He's like Ted Ginn. They don't have hands. But I think the opportunity, he had the opportunity this week.
Fact that he starts is actually like a detriment to the fact that, you know, like it says a lot about San Francisco,
sure,
and their lack of depth.
Yes, I don't think there's any question about that.
The guy should be like a third, fourth wide receiver.
We're going to talk about fantastic preseason. Goodwin did have a hell of a preseason. He looked good. There were great reports on him. So, I mean, if you want to say, take it on Williams, you got to give the same to Goodwin if you want to go that
way. Well,
route.
The thing with Goodwin is I've seen him play during the regular season, and you have too, and he's done absolutely nothing except run deep
routes.
But
Kason Williams has been around for a couple of seasons, though. He's not like some rookie.
That's true. He's done nothing but run deep routes. That's a fact. But a guy that you like that he runs deep routes is Ted Ginn.
Is he going to have PPR appeal?
Kason Williams? I think he might end up being like a wide receiver five or something like that.
All right, let me ask you this. You pick up Kason Williams, and you drop Marquise Goodwin this week.
Ultimately, even if you're right, though, I don't think dropping Marquise Williams is going to hurt. Marquise Goodwin is going to hurt my fantasy team.
Oh, let me ask you this. I'm not saying it will. But do you think this time next week, Kason Williams will be on your team?
Yes.
Okay.
Because Marquise Goodwin's playing Seattle this week.
I didn't say it before Marquise Goodwin.
Yeah.
I said, because if you need someone to drop, it's probably going to be Kason Williams.
Well, it could be, but, you know, I already cut Marquise Goodwin in the one very, very deep league that I have him. And I was even questioning that pick in the late rounds.
16-team league?
Fishbowl.
Okay, so you got crazy.
I actually own Marquise Goodwin in the Fishbowl as well.
That's a good place to own him.
It's a nice place. It's a nice place to own him, I believe.
I mean, Scott, Marquise Goodwin got the opportunity.
You know what I say? Opportunity doesn't always lead to production.
But you gotta have.
I don't think the guy runs much of a route tree at all.
He dropped it. No, that's the thing. You don't run a route tree.
No.
He dropped a long touchdown.
I'm not buying on guys like Nelson Aguilar.
He does the
either.
Same thing as Taylor Gabriel, who's on your team.
Taylor Gabriel will take a slant to the house.
Show me the highlight of Taylor Gabriel taking a slant to the house.
I'll find it for you.
And the extensive highlights.
I'll find it for you. I have Taylor Gabriel in a very, very deep league.
And I got Taylor Gabriel in GST league, Scott. Yeah. You got Taylor Gabriel in the GST. And
he did more last year than Marquise Goodwin ever did in his career.
You left him on
that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
And you left him on your bench last week, too.
Yeah, because I started Paul Richardson, and I beat you.
How'd that go?
Wonderful. I beat you 141-116.
He did beat that.
Yeah.
That's true.
I know why, though.
We'll come back. We'll talk more about the Texans when we return. You're the Roto Experts.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money and lots of it by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock daily fantasy sports.
Let's talk about more idiots, shall we? It's fun. I am an idiot. Not because I own Marquise Goodwin, but because I didn't listen to the man to my left, fantasy executive. I sat here screaming about my man Lamar Miller repeatedly, that I gave you all these stats to back it up about Lamar Miller, and he's just like, your stats are great, Greg, but Lamar Miller sucks. And that was kind of really the obvious response I got to my left.
The eye test.
And I gave you stat after stat, and it didn't matter because Lamar Miller sucks. Last night, Lamar Miller had 18 carries for 61 yards. Chipped in 3 receptions for 26 yards. So yardage-wise, in PBR league, Lamar Miller wasn't terrible for the second consecutive week. Like, he wasn't. He wasn't terrible. Mm-hmm. But that's a stat. If you go once again by the eye test...
He's terrible.
Every time Dante Foreman touched the ball...
He looked so much better. Effortless, the way...
It did.
Effortless, runs with power, speed, hungrier. You feel what I'm saying?
Trying to make something.
Trying to make people miss. He almost broke one. He was a shoestring away from breaking one. Lamar Miller, get the ball, slam him to the back of the offensive line and get tackled.
Here's why Corey says he likes young running backs. But the other thing is, Lamar Miller's in a can't win situation because that offensive line without Dwayne Brown is just, it's terrible.
But Foreman can make it better.
What I'm saying is that you need a guy behind that offensive line who can create his own running room, which is a guy like Foreman. They're going to continue to feed Miller, though. If Miller was behind a better offensive line, I think he would put up pretty good numbers. He still gives you a decent floor as an RB2 because of volume, but Foreman definitely looks like the much more spry guy.
I'll say this. We talk about Lamar Miller continuing to get carries and whatnot. They split this evenly down, especially that second half. They literally split this evenly between Lamar Miller and Dante Foreman. Of course, when it came down to pass blocking and third downs, Lamar Miller was out there. But Foreman got every opportunity here on first and second down. And he could be someone that potentially next week in DFS I look to play. Because I'm looking at fantasy draft and I'm looking at rotoexperts.com/DKMS. And I'm trying to make my lineup for this week. Of course, I can't play Thursday night's game, but I can play this week. I look at rotoexperts.com/DKMS. I realize it's obviously not just about the DFS game. It's also about donating for blood cancer and trying to help save someone's life. And you heard the promo during the break, and it's all true. They just want you to donate some bone marrow. And it's not an arduous procedure. And to find out if you can register, go to rotoexperts.com/DKMS. Read about it. Learn about it. And if you want, register, get more information, potentially become a donor. You don't have to, just there's more information there. Check it out. It's rotoexperts.com/DKMS. Then scroll down, you go to the bottom, you can play DFS over on Fantasy Draft, and you have the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. That's real. You win a DFS game, the Roto Experts, it's a free roll, you participate in it at Fantasy Draft, you are able to have the opportunity to qualify for week 17, play the 16 other winners, and you win that. You go to the Super Bowl.
Can you imagine if you drafted Lamar Miller and Jordan Howard and now they're both having workload concerns?
Joe, I don't think that Jordan Howard's having workload concerns.
Well, I'm saying there are a lot of fantasy players out there questioning, you know, what, how much Cohen's going to cut into his role.
Sure, I understand that, but it would be very, very frustrating if I did that. It would be very, very frustrating to have to deal with that situation, for sure. But if you would have just listened to Corey Parson, you would have told you, don't do that. Don't draft Lamar Miller and Jordan Howard. That's not how you win.
Who would you rather have, Jonathan Stewart or Lamar Miller?
That's crazy. That's crazy. I'd rather have Jonathan Stewart.
Would you have said that? I think you would have said that 2 weeks ago, too.
I may not have, but I'd have been like, I don't want neither one of them, but right. I definitely would say Stewart now.
Touchdowns are secure. Yeah. Hey, we're taking a break. The headlines, they're up next. Here's the Road to Wexford.